Because it's now 7 o'clock. I'd like to call the meeting no order. This is Gandia Zoning Board of Adjustment. The day's date is August 25th, 2020. That makes 4 months till Christmas. Would you join me in recognizing the flag and our pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. This evening in attendance is me, Bob Petron. I've got to my left Judith Zlop, Boyd Chivers, Ron Howe, Mark Remakaitis, and alternate viewing in, Tony Steinmetz. So here we go. If you'd be so kind, Lisa, to lead us off the first case, please.
Case number 20-008, Matthew and Melody Evans, 199 Podunk Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Owner, same. Property location, same. Map 402, lot 49-1. For a variance under Article 6, Section 6.02, Table of Dimensional Requirements, Minimum Setbacks and Dimensions. Intent to construct a 33-by-27-foot barn, approximately 33 feet on the left side and 41 feet on the right side from the required front setback of 50 feet.
Excellent. Thank you, Lisa. The abutters been notified?
Yes.
Any abutters here this evening? Is the applicant here this evening, or are they electronic?
Yes, Lisa, we're not getting very good audio.
Stand by while we look at audio, please. Testing. Tony, how are we coming through? What do you say, Tony? How's audio with the rest of the viewers?
That's better. I believe when it was Lisa speaking earlier, we heard maybe every third word.
We can hear you okay. No, we lost you.
Okay.
Are you back? Hello? Testing?
Yeah, yep. We're here. Can you hear us?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I had to plug in and unplug.
All right.
So
thanks, Lisa.
Yep.
Tony, can you hear us okay?
I can now, yeah.
Thank you, Tony.
Good.
Welcome. Can we identify the Evans, please?
Yep, we're here. Matt and Melody.
Thank you. So we've got some drawings. Can you go ahead and tell us about the project, please?
Building a barn, a three-stall horse barn with tack room and hayloft upstairs. We don't have much more drawn other than that, but we do know definitively the location where we would like to have it on our property, kind of built into our hillside. And I think approximate size of the barn is 20 by 30, something along those lines.
Looking at the drawings you submitted, as you're heading up Podunk Road, it would be the first shaded block, is that correct? Is the proposed structure?
Correct. Yep.
And it would sit between the leach field and the road, is that correct?
Yeah.
And because of the angle of the building, that's why we have 33 on one side and 41 on the other. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Any comments or questions from the board?
How did you identify that leach field over there?
Right, I think it's right there.
What are we talking about?
But see, this is, okay, here's Podunk Road.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm identifying, I think I identified the leach field right there.
So the leach field's behind the barn.
That's correct. The barn, the structure, the both structures.
Take a set of drawings.
Yeah, that would help.
I got the big one here.
All right.
They give these to the old guy like me, so.
Well, we're all old too.
There we go.
All right, there's the new barn right there. Well, what's that? Oh, that building's pre-existing. There, that's another building that's already there. Here's the barn right here.
This is the proposed structure.
Yeah, I get it. All right. Okay.
Well, and because of the angle to Podunk Road, that's why we have two variations from the 50-foot setback.
There's
and
no
it also
other place
slopes out down behind the barn there too. If you look at the topographic lines, there's a, it goes down behind
it. It slopes down quite a bit, see, right
yeah.
through there.
Mm-hmm.
Over here, there's pond, just, ledge.
There's just about no other place on that lot for that building, man, is there?
How big is this lot?
Right here.
It's five acres.
5 acres, okay. But you can't get to the back part of it to use it, really.
No, because of this building and this building here.
And where is the house? Which is the house? This is the house
where's
here.
The end of the lot?
Is that a...
The house has the solar panels on.
Right.
Okay. That's,
right, got that.
Yep.
Nice.
Okay.
Where does the lot end? Because the lot goes over
it doesn't
quite a bit
show.
Here. This is still a lot. Access to the rear. So that's all the lot.
This is all part of the lot right here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Things, if you look at that, this is all, there's like a tree line in here that comes in that area.
I did have a look at that. I agree with you. There's the, it's filled in pretty well. You say a three-sided structure.
Yep.
Open to the rear?
No.
No, it's a full structure.
Yeah, well, maybe I misunderstood. Did you mean three stalls?
Three stalls and a tack room. So
two stalls
on one side
and a tack room.
And tack room on the other. Yeah. Typical horse barn.
Mm-hmm. There it is. Right.
And you are you bringing water and electric out there?
Well, we're investigating that. I think ideally water, I'd like to bring water to it. We sort of need to figure out the best way to do it.
And electricity?
You will after this winter, after you lug water out there.
That's right. And electricity?
We already small shed row barn right now. So I know the pain of not having water.
Yeah. So do I.
And yes, we would love to have electricity out there, but again, we don't have a clear plan of exactly how to do that just yet.
So one permit at a time, then?
Well, we want to make sure that we can get a variance to put it where we would like to put it and where we think is best on the property, and then proceed with drawings and get more details.
Okay. Are there any abutters present? No abutters present?
This is a two-story structure?
Yeah.
It is.
With hay overhead.
Well, it's got, looks like it, when you look at this, it looks like it's open on the back. So it looks like it's two stories plus the hayloft. Is that correct? It's two stories plus the hayloft?
No, just the intention is to have the hay up above.
Okay, because it's built like it's a bank barn.
Right.
Exactly right, yes.
I have a question. So the side of that that's facing the to the right be a concrete foundation, and that'll be backfilled. So you're not planning on having any kind of space underneath the main barn floor?
No, I don't believe we would have space underneath the barn floor, if we're going to have space underneath the barn floor.
No, like a basement?
Right.
No.
Because that's what it looks like.
Yeah. They're just going to backfill it.
Oh, okay, because here, in this picture, it's open.
Yeah, well, it looks open because of the kind of a drawing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a full drawing, though.
So it's a foundation, not a pole barn. I say
correct.
It's a foundation. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Any questions or comments?
Yeah, I'd like to ask the building inspector if he's looked at the site.
I'm aware of the site. I haven't visited according to this for this particular case, but I am aware of what's up there. And it's pretty limited to try to do something out back. This is probably his best case of making it kind of easy. I think Dennis will verify this thing abuts Bear Brook. It's the last house on Putunk Road. There's never going to be any different road situation. should never be a problem.
Does the road agent have any problem with this encroaching in the setback?
Like Dave just said, it's the last house on the road. It's a one-lane dirt road. It can never be changed because it's Bear Brook Park from their property line all the way to Allenstown. And they're trying to take advantage of the slope of the land. If you go out back, it's all ledge and there's a pond out there.
Yeah.
The leach field is beside the garage, and I mean, there's no traffic going by there. It isn't going to impact anybody.
And there's plenty of room for the snow still.
Oh, yeah, plenty of room for the snow.
Okay.
Excellent. All right. Well, then, if there are no questions or comments, we'll close
question,
it for...
Bob.
Go ahead, Tony.
I didn't get a lot of detail on the drawing that I got. I had to ask Lisa for some help. So what we're looking at here is the left side of the 33 feet from the right of way. Is that correct?
He is not seated, but you can still get that.
Plus or minus.
Yeah, I think the big drawings should have that number on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So the so left side of the barn to the road or the right of way to the property line it would be 33 feet.
It is 33 feet.
And the right side would be 9 feet, right?
No,
41 feet.
No. 33 and 41.
41.
Since this isn't exactly I-93 they're getting close to, it should be okay, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
All right. If there are no further comments or questions, we'll close it and proceed with going through the criteria. Boyd, be so kind, walk us through that.
Sure.
Thank you.
Section 1402 of the Canadian Zoning Ordinance, Section C, requires that all five of the following criteria are met. The first one, the variance will not be contrary to the public interest. I agree that it's not.
Yeah, and we'll vote on it independently. Bob Petrin, aye.
Chivers, aye.
Ron Howe, aye.
Zott, aye.
Mark Ramakaitis, aye.
Number two, the spirit of the ordinance is observed. I clearly think they are trying to observe the spirit of the ordinance here. I agree that the spirit is being observed.
Petrin, aye.
Chivers, aye.
Howe, aye.
Zott, aye.
Mark Ramakaitis, aye.
Substantial justice is done. I agree that it's done by permitting this variance. Chivers, aye.
Petrin, aye.
Howe, aye.
Zott, aye.
Ramakaitis, aye.
Number four, the value of surrounding properties are not diminished. Kind of hard to diminish the property, the value of Bear Brook State Park. So I agree with that one. Chivers, aye.
Petrin, aye.
Howe, aye.
Zott, aye.
Ramakaitis, aye.
Last one, literal enforcement of the provisions of the ordinance would result in unnecessary hardship. That's clearly the case in this instance. I agree. Chivers, aye.
Petrin, aye.
Howe, aye.
Zott, aye.
Ramakaitis, aye.
All right. All in favor of this passing?
Well, let me make a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, go make a motion. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant a variance under Section 602 permitting a construction of a barn within the 50-foot setback of Podunk Road.
With no conditions?
With no conditions.
Any second to that motion, please?
I'll second that.
Second by Ron. All in favor?
Aye.
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 That motion carries. And congratulations, folks. You'll receive a notice of decision. And thanks for the presentation. Good luck with the project.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening, everybody.
Thank you.
Good evening.
You too.
When you're ready, Lisa, let's get on to the next case, please.
Okay. Case number 20-009, applicant Jesse Remington High School, PO Box 473, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034. Owner, Candia Congregational Church, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034. Property location, 15 Stevens Lane, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034. Map 405, Lot 9, for a variance under Article 6, Section 602. Table of dimensional requirements, minimum setbacks and dimensions. Intent to construct a 16x16 pavilion on school campus for student lunch seating and recreational use, approximately 34 feet from the required front setback of 50 feet.
Very good, thank you. Any abutters have been notified?
Yes.
Is the applicant present?
My name is Jeff Philbrick, and I represent the school. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Philbrick. No abutters joining us this evening, I would take it.
No.
Thank you. Would you be so kind to state your case?
Sure.
And also, is there a better drawing than what's been submitted? that we might enjoy?
A site plan is what we really need.
What's that? Beside this.
What the? The site plan.
I would
and not
say
a drawing
no.
of Thank the you. Building yeah. itself.
Yeah.
I was looking for something. That's an illustration of
it's
that.
Possibly pretty well established. So as many of you know, this is a foundation that we proposed to build on several years ago, and it's did not meet the requirement, and we did not build there, and we moved it, and it's a great structure that we use to this day. So that foundation sits on our school campus. It's just an open deck. It's probably about the size of this little space right here. It's 16 by 16. It just sits right in the lawn at the school right now. We've built other pavilions around town that really make for great shared space for people. So we would like to put a timber frame structure such as what you see there for general student gathering, lunch times, recreational time. It would just enhance what we do, help us to not only make a beautiful property, but use our buildings a little bit better. So it's somewhat simple. I don't know if I've answered enough questions yet, but it's
okay.
Just kind of a weather shield to get a few more weeks a year out of our platform, if you will.
Okay, and for clarity, that's that pad that's in the center of the lawn
it
area
is,
with is currently
yeah.
two picnic tables out there?
True.
Okay.
Yep.
What is different now from when we denied this the
yep.
last time?
Yeah, it's just a much smaller structure. It's a different everything about it. It's a different purpose. And it utilizes only half of it, so.
And what was the reason it was denied? I don't remember.
It sits too close to South Road. It's 30 Stevens Road. It's 34, 35 feet. It depends how you measure. So.
Thing is, the pad was put in without.
Right. I remember that. There
and,
wasn't.
And,
right.
and we denied them because it was too close, and they had other areas that they could use.
Yeah.
And they came in and to build a three-sided open structure that was mm-hmm. closed when it was built.
Yeah, I couldn't remember what
yeah.
the whole
yeah. but I mean,
deal was.
And this is utilizing the same space with a different and smaller structure.
But it's still not. It's still within the setbacks.
It's still not within the setback.
It is within the setbacks. It doesn't comply.
Right.
Didn't comply then. Doesn't comply now. And it was. It doesn't fall under, you know, the equitable dimensions or whatever.
Okay,
no. It doesn't fall under that because it was poured without a permit.
Right.
It was,
right. I
so,
remember that.
Yeah.
So I think we had a permit. It just we were in violation, and we definitely had a building permit when we put that in.
When you
yeah.
put the building in, but not with the pad, because the pad they wouldn't give you a permit to pour it in the setbacks.
Well,
I don't think so.
I think
yeah,
we definitely had a
right.
building permit.
They wouldn't have given you a permit. I mean, we'd have a record of that if they did, but they wouldn't have given you a permit to pour it in that place. And if my memory serves me, it was poured, and
yep.
they realized that something was going on there, and then you were the school was required to come in to. And we talked about that, and you eventually said you were going to build a three-sided open building up
yeah.
at the top of that hill,
yeah.
and the next time I drove by there, the building was closed, and it wasn't three-sided. My concern is winter
like
comes, and this building is going to be closed in.
We have no intentions for screens or sides. If you look at the other pavilions we've built around town that have been such a help, then... That's really all we want to do.
And due respect, Jeff, that's what you said the last time it was going to be open. Three sides were going to be open, and we have no intention of closing it. We're
okay.
just going to use it for...
But I guess we have to concentrate
changed,
on this matter in
we
hand.
Changed, we changed the permits,
yeah.
And we built a building in behind our campus. Those are totally separate stories. With the first one, we did not check our setbacks. I believe we did have a building permit. The building inspector did not check our setbacks. Someone did. We were in the wrong. We moved it. I guess I would like it stated that we did not proceed without a building permit.
Okay. Are you going to run electricity out there?
Nope.
How are you going to secure this to that pad, can I ask?
Well, it's a full concrete foundation right down to a frost wall, so there's plenty of anchoring possibilities. Mm. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay, any concerns about that being anchored properly?
No, that doesn't bother me. I'd really like to see what the previous case was.
I'm not sure it's germane to this application. I'm not shooting it down, Ron. I want to stay on course. If it's not germane to this application saying, can we build a pavilion within these setbacks, then we should stay on that on that tack and not go back to what happened before, if it doesn't make a difference. If it makes a difference and you can plead that case, we'll consider.
No, I'm not trying to make a case out of it, but I can't remember the whole story, but I just don't see what's different from...
I guess I would come here tonight, certainly not sweeping that under the carpet. It happened, we were in the wrong, we changed it, and the other part is I'm bringing is yes, I'm seeking a variance to put it on a foundation that just sits there. It's, you know, it doesn't do us much value, so this would just add a little more value, add a few more weeks of the year that we could use that space for different gatherings. So. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to say I respect the way the school handled our last decision. They had already poured the concrete, they came in for a variance, we turned them down, and they stopped doing everything they were doing right now.
They did.
They didn't complain, they didn't take us to court, they didn't defy the zoning ordinance. They took it like a man, right? So I got to respect that. And I think this time around, I think we're going to take that into consideration.
Any other comments from the other attendees? There are no butters. Dave Murray?
You want me to get in front of the owl there?
Maybe get in front
of the owl. Come on, Dave. Get on TV.
Come on down.
It's your last chance.
I just think this is a pretty good compromise. I mean, they've cut the size of this building in half. And if you do the math, they are actually 51 feet from Stevens Lane. Then there's quite an upgrade in the stone wall right there. The 51 feet from the pavement there. They have a very large easement on the side for that road, 21 feet from the edge of the road to that stone wall, which is where the easement is.
Yeah, but it depends on where the road is in the easement.
Right. The stone wall, I would think, is the easement. Which is
the edge of the easement, but what I'm saying is the pavement may not be centered in that easement.
Probably not.
So,
probably not, right?
I mean, we always just measure from the wall, not the pavement.
That's where they came up with the
34. Not that we ever would move Stevens Lane, but if someone could... on other roads, anywhere closer to the wall.
So that's 34 feet from there.
Okay.
But I would like to state that it is half the size, and like Boyd said before, you know, they shut it down. This is there. They try to sit out there now with their picnic tables and chairs, you know, lunchtime or even outdoor classes, and it's going to be a pretty nice day to sit out there.
And the lot is constrained by the setbacks for Route 27, too, and Stevens Lane, so there's...
Yeah.
There's 100 feet of distance right there that's been they're being deprived of on that lot.
Yeah.
All right.
I have one comment.
Go ahead, Dennis.
Stevens Lane has no traffic. I mean, the traffic's on Route 27. And granted, there's probably more traffic than Podunk Road, but not a whole lot, you know? You know, so, I mean, it's not like it's a busy road like it's sitting next to South Road or North Road or something like that.
I'm not sure it's a... it's not a reasonable request.
I think a structure like that would be an asset to our community.
Mark Romakaitis has a comment.
Yeah, Jeff, just a question, please. As you use it now, is it always a supervised situation with the students? Or is it like a free, it's a place where, I'm old enough, I remember my high school days, we would always go to a place like that and sneak cigarette butts and what have you, but I'm just curious as to how this works, you know?
Probably a little different.
Okay.
So it would only be used when the school is open, which would be, you know, between like 8 and 3. I think its primary use is going to just be lunchtime. You know, the kids just find a place to eat and to recreate, and it'll be used for that. Probably a few different kinds of meetings. Like I do it at all kinds of parent meetings and teacher meetings, and it'll just become a summer place to sit around a table, but off-hour use, I hope not. It certainly won't be with our permission. It won't be used in off-hour. But yeah, that's no different than anything else on campus. I mean, we never have issues though.
Yeah, the only thing that pops into my mind is if you know you'll use the space more, which is your goal, And do we, you know, are we creating a situation where we have students now closer to the road? And I'm just, my comment is all about supervision and safety, you know?
They are already, always supervised, but you have to understand, it's a pretty small group of people to begin with anyway. So yes, it will draw a little bit more body traffic in that area, but not a huge number of minutes per day or per year, but, you know, enough that it adds value to us.
Thank you.
Another question, Jeff. I mean, this is a really nice looking building, are all the others you've built. I can see the potential, particularly in the summertime, of somebody wanting to do a small wedding here. Has that kind of a concept been thought about? I mean, it certainly would lend itself to small outdoor wedding where people didn't want to go in the church.
We've done a few there already, but that would, I mean, I hadn't thought of it yet, but it's, I suppose that might become a question. I haven't thought about it yet, Ron, but, so I guess at this moment there would be nothing.
That's not the intent at all.
But from the church perspective, we have the other beautiful spot that would probably be superior for an outdoor wedding. So,
Even in the event you dragged a barbecue grill out there, I'm not certain that be off limits. Of course, when you do that, you need a garbage can. So, you could have any one of those things happen without that structure. So. Yeah. I don't see it as being an issue.
No.
And if there's no other questions or comments.
I just wonder about the hardship. If what makes this piece of property different from any other piece of property? And different than it was last time. I mean, last time, why is it different this time? It's still well within the setbacks. It could have been pushed back a little bit and would have met the setbacks. I just don't know what the hardship is. There has to be something that makes this property different from every other property that's zoned like this that makes the hardship.
Well, the fact that it's sandwiched in between Stevens and 27, you've got a limited amount of room. Could that had have been spun 90 degrees, so now it's longer east to west instead of north to south? Perhaps, but it's in now.
Well, it's a square, so it's 33, but it was, I guess I just don't see how it's different this time than it was last time,
I don't have the benefit of the last time, and I'm not certain that, as I mentioned to Ron, I'm not trying to pick a fight, I'm not certain it's germane. We're coming forth with an application. And unless we're going to dig back into the archives to find out what's different, if it's real, then it's real.
Well, the thing is, if there was no reason to grant a variance, and the lines of the property haven't changed, so why would there be a reason to grant a variance now?
It's a fair question. I don't have an answer to that.
Well, the drawing is fundamentally different. I guess, I mean, I would never come here with the same thing. You know, we're using a portion of it. And you know, we're trying to take, you know, our campus and just trying to make it better in any way we can. And it's a little lot, so in order for us to put that up, it will require your permission to do that, and it would be better use of what we already have.
How far is this from 27? It must be more than 50. I mean,
right to the road it is, but you know, as you go to where the cut started, whenever that was in the 70s or whatever, so it's
30. It says 33 feet
to the height of land
from 27.
How many?
It says 33 feet from 27.
And then the downslope starts, and you get about a 10 or 15 foot additional horizontal.
To the top of the grade.
Yeah. Pretty well centered on a strip of land.
I looked at this structure because I'm not familiar with it, using satellite, and because I was just curious as to what it was. And so that looks like a foundation, which obviously it is, but it is centered. It is like smack dab you know, yeah. I didn't scale it, but it looked like it was right in the center of that strip.
If there are no other questions or comments, we will close it off to the board to go through the criteria. You agree with that? Boyd, would you be so kind to walk us through that?
Sure. Before you do that,
I'm sorry?
Before you start going through it, in terms of discussion within the board here, if in fact we approved this and we disapproved it 10 years ago, probably, quite a while ago.
16.
That long ago. What kind of legal situation does this put the board in to change a, you know, can we change our mind on a...
It's an entirely different proposal.
They've gained 10 feet on their setback by only using the center of that foundation.
10 feet on each side. It's no longer a building as much as it's a structure. So it's not inhabitable.
It wasn't going to be a full building before, was it? It was a...
It was going to utilize the two sides of it as well.
Yeah.
Now it's just...
But it wasn't, didn't have full walls on it or anything.
The original was three.
Okay.
And the one they built had four.
But that's a different permit.
But that's different.
Yeah, but
that's a whole different...
Yeah.
It's a whole different start, whole different
yeah.
construction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a whole different project.
So, really, there's no place else on that triangle of lawn that you could put this structure and have it be any better than where it is now.
That's correct. That's correct. Or any more functional.
Right, right. Well, I mean, as you head down, that narrows down pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So if we give them permission to put a pavilion, do we give them permission to close it in
no.
2 years from
no.
now?
No, we can provide conditions.
I think we should put a condition.
You can add a condition to it, and I would propose that.
That it wouldn't be sided in any
That's
manner,
right.
which would mean solid or screened.
Or expanded.
Expanded.
Right.
Yeah.
That basically, and you can reference this drawing.
Sure.
That it not change from
That's correct.
That drawing is presented.
That's right. That's what I have right here.
Okay.
I happen to agree. And we can move forward with a motion.
Well, can we go through the variance criteria?
Yeah, we're going to have to do
yeah,
that.
Let's
yeah.
go through the criteria, please. Thank you.
1402.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry, Boyd.
Can you close the public hearing first?
Yes, close to the public. Thank you
Thank
for
you.
That detail. Thank you, Boyd.
1402C, number one, the variance of the will not be contrary to the public interest. I agree that it will not be.
I agree.
Agreed. Petra and I.
Chivers, aye.
How aye.
Zod, aye.
Ramakaitis, aye.
Spirit of the ordinance is observed. I agree that it is. Chivers, aye.
Petra and I.
How aye.
Zod, aye.
Ramakaitis, aye.
Substantial justice is done. I agree. Chivers, aye.
Petra and I.
How aye.
Zod, aye.
Ramakaitis, aye.
The value of surrounding properties are not diminished. I agree. Chivers, aye.
Petra and I.
How aye.
Zod, aye.
Ramakaitis, aye.
Literal enforcement of the provisions of this ordinance would result in unnecessary hardship. I agree. Chivers, aye.
Petra, aye.
How aye.
Zod, no.
Ramakaitis, aye.
Okay, it's 4-5 in that. Okay.
Yep.
May I make a motion?
Motion, please.
I move we grant the variance from articles from section 602 of the zoning ordinance. Permit the construction of a facility within the setbacks of Stevens Lane with the following condition. The structure to remain as depicted in the architectural drawings submitted in support of this variance application.
And not sided in any manner?
That's what it is. There's no siding, nothing on that. Remain
okay.
as depicted.
Okay. I second that motion. All in favor? Aye.
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 All right. So that we go ahead and we pass that motion then, Lisa. Mr. Philbrook, are you receiving notice of decision? Thanks for going through the details with us and your patience with that.
All right.
And good luck on the project.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. All right. Say again, he made a motion, I second. Other business. For other business, I'd like to make two points. First is to recognize outgoing Dave Murray, and wanted to thank him publicly for his work. He's done a great job, and personally, thank you very much, and I'm sure the board thanks you as well.
Thank you for working with all of you.
Now, thank you, Dave.
Have you met Kevin Gagne?
And that was my next point is, welcome Kevin Gagne. Gagne or Gagne, how do you want to say that?
Gagne is okay.
Gagne it is. All right. Welcome Kevin, if you haven't met everybody yet.
Yes.
All right, we look forward to working with you.
Yes, me too. Again, my name's Kevin Gagne. I moved down here and from the Lincoln Woodstock area, so I came from a small town, and I lived in Pembroke for 30 years and just recently moved to Chichester in 2016, so another small town. So, and I'm really looking forward to working with you all, and I like to work in small towns. It's good to everybody knows everybody. And
I just have a question. Is this a permanent appointment or is it a temporary appointment?
No, it's permanent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm planning on sticking around for a while. So.
Good. All right. Well, welcome and thank you.
Contractor before? Or?
Yeah, plumbing, heating, air conditioning for 32 years, and I sold my company. I'm very fortunate. I had a lot of commercial business. And took a position as a mechanical inspector with the city of Manchester. It just happened the guy retired, and I knew who knew people in there, and so that got my feet wet. Then I moved on from there and got certifications for building inspector, plan examiner, and so now I'm just
very good.
All
right,
welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
All right. Approval of minutes next on the agenda.
I make a motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
All right, is there a second to that?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Boyd Chivers. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And abstains.
Anthony can, I don't know, he was the alternate.
Yes, correct, but we got it with four, so we're okay on that. Thank you. What else have we? Old business, public comment. Is there anything to add? Nobody's got any. It's been great. I think Lisa's the only one caught my comment of Christmas being 4 months away.
Well, I heard
Dennis
it.
Dennis has got to get his piles ready. All right, then. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
Seconded by Bob. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you very much, Lisa. I can see the time
Good job, Bob.
38 past the hour.
Hey, Lisa.